Another day, another dollar here in post-apocalyptic America. And just a few updates. I saw this morning headlines that came in on my phone. BBC, the Associated Press, the Rothschild Associated Press. And all these headlines are saying that there are big protests in El Salvador. Big protests to protest the acceptance of Bitcoin. What a joke. What an absolute joke. You look at the photos of the so-called protests. Those are some of the fakest protests I've ever seen. Right? There are only one or two signs in the whole audience, in the whole throng of people. Who's ever seen a protest where there are only one or two demonstrators who have signs? That means everybody else has a message that they apparently don't care about enough to get across, right? I've never seen a protest with so few signs. I guess the CIA just couldn't send many down there from, you know, FedEx Kinko's. Guess they couldn't print up many signs at Kinko's at time and send them down to El Salvador. What an absolute joke. What an absolute effing joke. So a fake protest being pushed by the media because they see that the central banks are losing out to cryptocurrency. That's all it is. So I'm not saying I'm pro-crypto, even though I am. I'm not saying I'm pro-Bitcoin. I just think it's laughable that these Western central banks now have to stage fake protests. Right? Some fat guy. Some fat guy with a mask on holding up a Bitcoin with a slash through it, right? Like, no Bitcoin allowed here. That's his grievance, is don't bring Bitcoin to our country. Bitcoin is making us poor. What a fucking idiot, right? They're one of the poorest countries in this hemisphere. Bitcoin was just added as an option in their country like a week or two ago. And again, many years of poverty. New system comes a week or two ago. Basic logic, absolute basic logic, dictates that you don't blame the new system that's only been there for a couple weeks for the decades of corruption and poverty. You can blame the Western central banks for that one. And so again, this fake protest, it's just so pathetic. The fact that elites think the media is their attack dog. Go out and you go out and fix El Salvador Associated Press. Some dummy in a drool bib, some dummy in his 80s or 90s with hundreds of billions of dollars in the bank, but no fucking brains. Some adrenochrome addicted chomo. Some adrenochrome addicted child molester in his 80s whose highlight in life was flying out to Epstein Island to bang a kid's head in with a crab hammer while he or she is tied down to a dental chair. Fact. Jeffrey Epstein had industrial shredders and 550-pound dental chairs and restraints shipped to his island. You can Google this and fact-check me. Had that stuff shipped to his island. He was not running an unlicensed dental clinic, from what we can tell. So it was, you know, a torture facility, basically. Underage sex and torture. And yet these people have the nerve. They have the fucking nerve to say Bitcoin is hurting people. What jokes. What absolute jokes. So when the same exact media says, hey, take this experimental shot, not once, but now three or four times, even if you've already recovered from the actual disease, that's why I have skepticism. And that skepticism is well-founded. And that's why billions of other people have skepticism. And their skepticism is well-founded. And that lame protest in El Salvador, protesters so poor they're obese, so starved the one guy with the Bitcoin sign was fat. I guess the CIA just flew him down special. fat fucking protester demanding more. How about you demand a little bit less? Again, I've never seen thousands of people and only two signs in the whole audience. That's not a protest. Who knows what those people are actually protesting? And then the Associated Press just goes, they're protesting Bitcoin acceptance because Bitcoin is not a real currency. It's not like the Rothschild bag holder currency. The U.S. dollar, which is not U.S. at all, was created by a fucking cabal in 1913, Federal Reserve Act. And these people have just been, you know, getting fat off the land, getting fat off the productivity of the rest of us for the last nearly century. For the last century or so, getting fat off the rest of us and going to Epstein Island. And now their big send-off is, hey, take this potentially poisonous fucking monkey jab. Take the monkey jab three or four times or else you can't hold a basic job or you can't travel. and you got to present your vaccine passport like we're in fucking Nazi Germany, or you can't be a member of modern society. Hey, that's garbage. Billions of us know it's garbage. We know it in our hearts. We know it in our souls. And we're never going to stop talking, and we're never going to stop resisting. And it seems like the elite are very gradually but surely becoming not elite at all. The fact you have to stage a fake protest in El Salvador and say, oh, the people are opposed to Bitcoin. The people are opposed to it? Then how come hundreds of millions of young people bought Bitcoin? How come hundreds of millions of young people, they say, right, millennials all over the world, own Bitcoin? Doesn't sound like that's something forced on people if the young people are the ones snapping it up. You know, young people know it's cool. So it sounds like the CIA and these lame people at the Treasury Department just won't give it up. Hey, you had a good thing for a long time. You central bank families had an insanely good thing for a long time. And you probably would have had it for another, who knows, 50 or 100 years, if not for the pandemic. It is literally the pandemic keeping people at home reading about conspiracy theories in the central banks for the last 2 years. It is literally the lockdowns. It is literally forcing people out of their jobs, forcing them to take new jobs, some of which are paid in cryptocurrency. It is all of those things that have literally shoved crypto into the mainstream. I mean, you central bankers have not just bit the hand that feeds, you've bit your own hand off. Too much adrenochrome. Too much adrenochrome and too many trips down to Epstein Island because you folks have truly lost your fucking minds. You tried to push this low energy vaccine passport shit on the world, and it feels rushed, and it feels staged, and it feels unnatural, more unnatural than that protest of fatties. Bunch of fat people protesting how poor they are in El Salvador. Okay. And again, to blame Bitcoin when Bitcoin has made millions of people millionaires. Fact. Bitcoin has made millions of people millionaires. And to say that it's what's led to poverty. No, 100% it's the Rothschild-owned central banks flying down there and forcing their monopoly bucks on a poor people who are really not benefited by being forced into a foreign currency. Right? Taking the dollar doesn't help them. It helps us. And so I just think it's so wild that people have this undying faith in the same people in the media who run tricks for the central banks, right? The Associated Press and the BBC are covering what is, again, a fake fucking protest. I've never seen a more fake protest in my entire life. And I'm not saying that because I'm trying to defend Bitcoin, right? Bitcoin could drop to $0. And I would still say, hey, that's one fake fucking protest. So you CIA folks, and you dummies, wherever else, you're just not sending your best anymore. You know, we saw that sad pullout from Afghanistan, and now you're going to try to prevent people from switching to peer-to-peer money with fake protests of fatties. Fatties who hate Bitcoin so much they couldn't even write up some signage. No signs, no protest chants. Seems like those people are just pissed off because they're poor. Seems like they're basically pissed off at the wealthy central bank families who have fucked them out of any real prosperity for the last 40 years. It seems like that's what they're upset about. Thank you guys so much who've gotten our newsletter. I love seeing more people trickle in. Link will be in the description. And we have a great auction up this week. People have asked me about the Fulcrum auctions. We try to find rare things, mostly space memorabilia and space coins. We find rare stuff. And we find ones that are really high quality, and then we throw them up on eBay. And it's a good way to support our journalism. And it's also just, you know, it's fun. So if you click on that link, you'll see the details. But it's a coin that's literally melted down from metal that was on Skylab. Skylab was America's first space station back in the 1970s. So it's owning a piece of space history. And newsletter, eBay, those are the best ways to support us. And other than that, just spread the word. Just share this content and information. We're trying to put this stuff out there without a bunch of ads, without a bunch of interruptions or distractions or long diatribes or stories that don't matter. We're trying to just get out the facts and get out the information. And it's an absolute fact that billions of us oppose this. And we always will. You're not going to force a fucking Nazi-style passport on the West. You adreno chomos who are forcing this on us have truly fucked up. And again, you would have owned it all for the next 50, 100 years. But since you've kept people at home, and we've all read about the central banks and what goes down at Epstein Island and what went down at other places before that, like some of Aleister Crowley's stuff that all the British royals are super into. Now that we've read about all that stuff, we can't go back to the old world, even if we wanted to. So it will be a new world order, just not yours, you silly old adreno chomos, because the young switch to crypto, and they switch to new media brands like Fulcrum, and they tell you sad jabbers who stage fake protests to defend your failing currency monopoly. They're going to tell you to go fuck yourself. It's going to be the go fuck yourself heard around the world. Thank you guys so much.